words, we have to submit, we have to surrender our will and our intents and everything that we, all our agenda. Understand, this is what this means, is if you see somebody need to know Jesus Christ and you already have some plans, you will counsel your plans and meet the need of that person. Oh, I know that ain't sound too good. Come on now. How many of you have plans and you just say, well, I have plans for the day. I need Jesus, but I have plans. Everybody say sacrifice. That's what it's all about, a sacrifice. And that's why we work in ministry, because that we are sacrificing something to bring others. That's what we work. That's why we work in ministry. That's why we come together and to learn the word of God, so that we can be equipped to help somebody else. We work in ministry so that we can sacrifice some time so that we can get knowledge to bring others to Jesus. Everybody say sacrifice. I know sacrifice is not a good, a lot of times people don't want to sacrifice nothing. Don't want to sacrifice nothing. Huh? But it requires some sacrifice, especially when somebody else's salvation is on the line. That's why we can't. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save those who are lost. And if you have an idea that somebody is lost and they need Jesus, then it's time for us to sacrifice some stuff to get them into the kingdom. Whatever it costs. Sacrifices is not going to be, it don't feel good. Hallelujah. Everybody say sacrifice. I know that's a word that, when you start talking about sacrifice, sacrifice is something. Man, do you realize what a sacrifice really is? Huh? Sacrifice. Everybody say sacrifice. Sacrifice. What does sacrifice denote? It's significant of death. It's the death of something. Somebody say death. See, that's why he said in the likeness even to his death. We got to understand what dying is all about. It's about sacrifice. It's about dying to some stuff. Stuff that we prefer to be doing. See, sacrifice. Prayer is a sacrifice. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Pastor, don't go there. Sacrifice. Everybody say sacrifice. Sacrifice. Holy Spirit is in this place now. Oh, I feel the anointing. It's outflowing. Hallelujah. You feel it. If you're in the kingdom, you feel it too. You sense the Holy Spirit, because sacrifice. Because it says something has to die. The death of something. See, whenever there was a sacrifice made, something had to die. Are we willing to sacrifice? Huh? Do I need to get a moan and a groan to get you? No? No. So everybody say sacrifice. See, this Christian life is a life of sacrifice. We have to understand the suffering that he went through. It's like suffering. If we are Christians, if we are going to be Christ-like, what did he do? He suffered some things. He suffered and he sacrificed some things. Huh? Go ahead and say, I'm a Christian. I'm a believer. I'm believing Christians, all of the same thing. Huh? They was first called Christians at Antioch, and that wasn't a good thing to be called in that day. Huh? Christ-like. Everybody say Christ-like. Praise God. All right? So, did we get that? All right. Now, this is going to cause us to live triumphant lives. when we can take on a different consciousness and a mindset, and when you already have conditioned your consciousness and your mind to sacrifice, then when sacrifice happens, it's not a problem. When you are required or when you are called upon to sacrifice, then it's not going to be a problem. Because why? You already conditioned your consciousness and your mind to surrender to the will of God. Amen? Now, in Romans, go to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. You can stay in the Amplified, Brother Floyd. Now, this is in the beginning of this book of Romans, Paul begins to give his greeting on the onset. In these first six verses here, he's just really identifying who he is, and this is what he's saying. He said, Paul, I'm a bond servant of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, called to be an apostle, a special messenger set apart, to preach the gospel, the good news of and from God, which he promised in advance long ago through his prophets in the sacred scripture. This is Paul. He's writing to the church in Rome. He's opening up his letter. This is his introduction. All right. He said the gospel regarding his son, who as to the flesh, his human nature was descended from David. Verse 4 says, and as to his divine nature, according to the spirit of holiness, was openly designated by the Son of God in power in a striking, triumphant, and miraculous manner by his resurrection from the dead, even Jesus Christ our Lord, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Verse number 5, it says, it is through him that we have received what? Grace. Everybody say grace. In other words, it's through this Jesus that I'm addressing. It's through him that we receive grace, God's unmerited favor, and our apostleship to promote obedience to the faith and to make for his what? Among. This is Paul saying now. He said it's to promote obedience to the faith and to make disciples for his name's sake among how many people? Among all nations. Verse 6 says, and this includes you. Paul is saying, now it's including you, Romans. It's including you, New Life, Alexandrians, Washingtonians, Marylanders. It's including you. Huh? Who call of Jesus Christ and invite as you are to belong to him. Verse 7 says what? To you then, all God's beloved ones in Rome, called to be saints designated for a consecrated life, he said, grace and spiritual blessings and peace be yours from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what did he say to them? He said, grace and what? Spiritual blessings. Grace, spiritual blessings, and peace. Everybody say, grace, spiritual blessings, and peace is mine. It belonged to me. Huh? Verse 8 says, first, thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you because of the report of your faith. Now, he's talking to the church at Rome. It's made known to all the world and is commended everywhere. For God is my witness, whom I serve with all my whole spirit, rendering priestly and spiritual service in preaching the gospel and telling the good news of his son. How what? Incessantly, I've always mentioned you when at my prayer. In other words, when I pray. Verse 10 says, I keep that somehow by God's will I may now at last prosper and come to you. Now, what did it say in the King James? It said making requests if by any means now at length I may have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. All right, verse 11 in the Amplified, it says, for I am yearning to what? To see you that I may impart and share with you some spiritual gift to what? It says that again. What does it say now? To give you some spiritual gift to what? Now, see, the word of God. Everybody say the word of God. The word of God is the spiritual gift that has been given to what? Strengthen us and to establish us. That's what the word of God is for. It's to strengthen us and to establish us.